This is the week where we transition officially from summer to autumn as the new season arrives in the pre-dawn hours on Wednesday. And the weather looks to be fantastic again this week. The weather-winning streak goes on across the Northeast, though this week will be a little bit less hot than it was last week. We're looking at many days in a row with temperatures running mainly in the 70s, and we'll have some rather cool nights ahead. It was a cool one this morning, with temperatures starting off in the 40s with some 30s across portions of the region. Albany dipped below the 50-degree mark for the first time since June 20th, with a morning low temperature of 47 degrees. Things are looking quiet this afternoon. Under a mixture of clouds and sunshine, our temperatures have moved up into the 60s to right around 70 degrees in most areas. Moving into tonight, high pressure will remain in control of the weather. We'll have partly cloudy to mainly clear skies. Some areas of locally dense fog are likely, and our temperatures will fall back into the 40s to right around 50 degrees, with a few spots in the Adirondacks reaching the upper 30s by first thing in the morning. So it'll be another cool start to the day tomorrow, but we're looking at another nice finish with a blend of sunshine and clouds. Temperatures will climb up into the lower 70s in many spots, especially in the lower elevations. The higher elevations will be in the upper 60s to right around 70 degrees. Moving into Wednesday, the first day of autumn, we're looking for a good amount of sunshine, and temperatures will be even warmer, running into the lower and middle 70s across the region. In fact, Wednesday may end up being the warmest day of the week as temperatures begin to slide a little bit here on Thursday for the first full day of autumn. Highs will still be mainly in the 70s, though we'll have a few 60s in the higher elevations. And even moving ahead into Friday, we're looking at temperatures that will be in the 60s and 70s. So overall, the weather is looking very pleasant and very quiet for the week ahead. To the tropics this afternoon, Tropical Storm Ida is located nearly 1,000 miles to the east-northeast of the Leeward Islands. The storm is not expected to move much in the coming days and continues to pose no threat to land. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of dense fog, low in the 40s to around 50, some 30s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50, some 30s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, areas of dense fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, pleasant, high in the lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny, high in the 70s. And on Thursday, mostly sunny, with highs in the upper 60s and 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.